Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I'm gonna change it on my side. So bad I thought of the night. But ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more than some time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause heaven's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright.
Hallelujah. That's what we got to believe tonight, that God is going to do everything that he said he's going to do. Why? Simply because he said he was going to do it, because God is not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall have to repent. If he said it, will he not do it? Hallelujah. Tonight, we thank God, hallelujah, for that song to get us started tonight. Amen. In expectation of what God is going to do in each and every last one of our lives. Hallelujah. This is Elder, amen, Andre Prevost Sr., and it is truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. It's truly a blessing to be in the presence of the living God. It's truly a blessing, hallelujah, amen, to be on CARE Radio Network tonight. Hallelujah. We present to you tonight the truth uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And some people might wonder why, hallelujah, do y'all go by uncensored? What does that mean exactly? I mean, this is supposed to be a gospel program, praise God. It's supposed to be a Christian program. It's supposed to be a religious program. So what do you mean by uncensored? Uncensored simply means that we are going to preach and we are going to teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Basically, praise God, we're not going to sugarcoat the word. We're not going to water down the word. Hallelujah. How the word is, that's the way the word will be served. Hallelujah. Uncut. Hallelujah. With no chaser. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it's strong and thick, it's just strong and thick. That's what the word of God is. It is medicine to our souls. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we cannot mess with the chemical composition of that medicine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it will lose its effect. In some places, it won't have no effect. Hallelujah. Tampering with the word. Tampering with the medicine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you don't add to it. And you don't take away from it. Hallelujah. It is what it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is what it is. Once again, you have tuned into the truth uncensored. I am your host tonight, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. It's a blessing to be on the line. Hallelujah. Praise God. Later on in our program, we will be opening up the phone lines. Amen. For those of you that call in and y'all be trying to talk, praise God. Hallelujah. The phone lines are opened up at a certain time. Praise God. Hallelujah. During that time of testimony service, praise God. That's when the phone lines are open. Praise God. We want to thank all of our listeners who have been listening in on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for y'all tonight. Amen. Praise God. We have truly, amen, been blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. By y'all just calling and listening to the word of God and to all our many different programs that we are having. Hallelujah. The Anointed Truth of Christ, the truth. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Fellowship of Unity programs, the Chosen Generation. Hallelujah. Program, Living on Purpose. Hallelujah. And all of our different programs, we thank y'all for tuning in. And to all of them, we want to give a shout out to everybody over there that's in Norway. Amen. And might be listening right now. We thank God for you as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we do, amen, have a treat tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The person I'm about to introduce to you tonight, praise God. Amen. Is my lovely and my beautiful wife. Hallelujah. My saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And she is about to come forth and deliver a word from God on tonight. Praise God. I'm speaking none other than my very own First Lady. Hallelujah. Aisha Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. She is coming forth with a word from the Lord. Amen. So without further ado, I'm going to put it in her hands. Amen. First Lady, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Praise the Lord.
Amen, 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 everybody. Amen. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Heavenly Father, God, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, oh God, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who shall be. Lord, we just thank you for your mercy, your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness, oh God. We thank you for the constant provision that you have provided for each and every day, God. We thank you for making our crooked path straight, oh God. Well, we thank you for the healing, oh God. Lord, we thank you for a peace of mind, oh God. Lord, we thank you for sending your son to die for us, even when we didn't even deserve it, oh God. We just thank you, God. We give you all the praise because, God, and we know if it wasn't for you, oh God, if it wasn't because you, God Almighty, God, we wouldn't be in a place of mind that we are today, oh God. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you, oh God. So we are here right now giving you all the praise and all the honor because you are worthy of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And all right now, I ask you to help me sit down as you come forth and give a word that you meant for your people to receive, oh God. I just rebuke any thing right now that's causing a hindrance, that's causing people to come to the line and receive the word that you were meant to receive right now. Lord, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I rebuke that hindrance right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, anything that's exalting itself against your word right now, God, I cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, begin just to cover every mind, every heart, every soul right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, we come seeking after your righteousness, God, after your healing, oh God, after your forgiveness, oh God. Begin to cleanse every heart, uproot anything that's not of you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Just begin to touch every mind right now to have it focus on you. Help them decrease so you can increase in them, God. Help them get that up over the thoughts of having a life for themselves. Hell, get them the thoughts of having a life in you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, God. Not as I will, not as they will, not as we will, God, but let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, bring clarity on tonight, oh God. Bring the puzzle pieces together, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke division right now. I rebuke confusion right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we invite your peace, God. We invite your Holy Spirit right now. Oh God, let your spirit fall fresh on us right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. It's no particular scripture. I'm just going to thus says the Lord. Amen, amen. So, we're coming into a season. God is sending out his people into the fields of what his sheep are. You know, there has been a lot of sheep that left churches. There's a lot of sheep out there that haven't even stepped foot in a church. Amen. So God is about to send us out in the fields, oh God, to gather up those sheep, oh God, right now. Oh, Jesus. God didn't come for the righteous. He didn't come for the people that claim they are healed. They claim that they don't need his help. They claim that they are healthy. They claim that they are righteous because of that they good works. He didn't come for those people. He didn't come for the self righteous. But he came to get the sick. He came to get the people who know that they can't do it on their own. That's who God came to get. He came to get the sick. He came to get the poor. That's who God seeks to have. So as we enter into this season, as God sent us out to gather up his sheep, we have to bring what God meant for them to have. And what God meant for them to have is his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness. He wants them to know that they are forgiven of whatever it is they have done. They are forgiven of their sins. He comes to give them grace. That is what God has came. He came and he died for his people. And he came to give them grace. And as we go into these fields, they have to know that they are forgiven. There are people out there still thinking they are condemned, that they are not worthy of God. They figure, since I already broke the law of God, I might as well keep doing what I'm doing because I'm going to hell anyway. This is what some churches have. Got the people to believe that because they broke the law that they are going to hell. This is what they have came to think through their parents, you know, through their grandparents, through friends. You know, they think they are condemned because every time they do something, people tell them, you're going to hell for what you're doing. Oh, she doing this. Oh, she this, she that. You know, so they think they are condemned. But God wants them to know. God has sent us out there to tell them they are forgiven. He wants to extend them his grace. Amen. Amen. You know, so it's important for us when we enter into that field, we have to do thus says the Lord. Whatever the Lord speaks to us, we have to give it to them exactly like he had gave it to you. We can't try to convince them to come in. We can't try to manipulate them to come in. We can't tell them what they want to hear to get them to come in. We have to speak it the way God told us to speak it. Amen. Amen. We can't go out there, they poor. They need money. So we're going to teach them how to get money through God. That's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to extend his grace. He don't want us to tell them how to get money, you know, because that's what's going on today. We can't teach the principles. We can't teach these people the principles. These particular people that are in the field that think they are condemned needs to know about the forgiveness of God. We cannot skip straight to telling them how to get money, how to increase their finances. They have to first know about God's forgiveness. They have to first know that God is on their side, that God understands what they're going through, that God understands you ain't going to get it overnight. You know, they need to know that. And the word that God gave me, he said, the principles of God are not, or amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Practicing the principles of God has nothing to do with his righteousness. He said, practicing the principles of God has nothing to do with receiving the kingdom of God. It has nothing to do with his righteousness. He said, if you teach a person just to practice the principles of God, or before you teach them about the righteousness, you have taught them how to receive the stuff, the riches of the world, without teaching them to change their heart. We can't teach these people who are just about the principles, about how to get money. They have to change their hearts. And in a minute, you're finna see why. It says, so after they retrieve the riches for stuff, then what? That make them holy? Does that make them holy? Does that make them righteous? No, because nothing that we can do make us righteous or holy. Righteousness has to do with what God has already done for us through his son, Jesus Christ, who is the word of God, the presence of God, and the righteousness of God, the truth, the way, and the life. He is the rock. You see, it was nothing that we have done that made us who we are today. It was because God said we were, is because God made us holy, forgave our sins and made us whole. See, when we was on the highway to hell, we deserved death, we deserved a penalty, we was guilty as charged. The law was there to follow, but we broke it, just as the law is put in the earth for us to follow. If we broke the law in the world, we're going to be sentenced to death. Same with the law of God. We broke it, and we was on the way to hell. So he had the right to throw us in hell because of our filthiness. We had the right to eternal hell. But because God is the judge, and he has the power over our souls and body, he decided that we can come into the kingdom. He's going to give us another chance to get into the kingdom. You see, it's because of what he did. It's because he extended his mercy and grace towards us that we are who we are today. And this is what the people need to know. Yeah, they sinned. Yeah, they operated outside of the will of God. But see, the Bible says that we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. And these people need to know that. They are not condemned. God does forgive their sin. And he has mercy on them and extended his grace. And that means you get the opportunity. You fail, you can get up and you can try it again. Like he told the adulterous woman, go and sin no more. Because right now,